Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Last month, the EPA issued final rules governing the air pollution that drifts across state lines from power plants in 27 U.S. states. Today, Dana Scott from the Osgoode Hall Law School discusses a similar court case about migrating air pollution in Ontario, Canada.
Does the chronic release of pollutants into the air violate our constitutional rights? This very argument is currently before the courts in Canada. Two members of the Amjanan First Nation argue that the steady flow of toxic air pollutants onto their reserve near Sarnia, Ontario, threatens their health and violates their equality rights. The mantra of the environmental justice movement, that some of us live more downstream than others, is a stark truth in Sarnia's Chemical Valley, located at the southern tip of Lake Huron, just across the river from Michigan. This area houses one of Canada's largest concentrations of industry, with several petroleum refineries and chemical plants, as well as coal-fired utilities on both sides of the border. How did it get to this? Ontario has known for a long time that its air pollution law fails miserably in so-called pollution hotspots, places where several large high-emitting facilities are clustered together. The law allows companies to get a permit based on their own individual emissions without taking into account the background levels of pollution already present. In pollution hotspots, the rules can't protect the health of residents downwind because they can't account for the cumulative impact of pollutants from multiple sources. When the community downwind is an Aboriginal band confined to a reserve, equality rights are clearly in play. This is why two members of the local First Nation recently filed their court challenge. If they win, it will be the first time in Canada that chronic, routine, and permitted pollution will be found to be unconstitutional.
That was Osgoode Hall Law School's Dana Scott. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. She's a